The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, nice and bright and early. Early bird gets the worm, right? So today's topic, coronavirus and the markets. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning throughout, as we've been throughout this crazy times, very science fiction-like. Again, we're almost getting used to it. It seems kind of weird, you know, everything that's happening and, you know, driving along and not seeing places open, being surprised that other places are open, thank God. It started seeing the reopening of the economy little by little, coming out of our caves. I want to continue to thank the doctors, the nurses, those who work in the hospitals and healthcare, who are probably tuning in right now. They are up early in the morning, getting to the hospitals, nursing homes, those type of things. They're on the front line. We'll do our part. We'll do our social distancing. We'll stay remote. We'll do all we can to help you and your work that you do. And I can't wait till this is over and have a huge parade, a huge celebration for all that you do. And we have a number of clients at Mahoney Asset Management. They're in the healthcare field. And again, we continue to pray for them. And yeah, another prayer I throw out there every night is for scientists to have a breakthrough. We're hearing more and more studies going well in phase one trials, which is preclinical, which is really on animals and mice and monkeys and things like that. But pretty soon we're getting more and more data from humans and have this potential vaccination. So many companies working on it 24/7 around the clock. I'm, I guess, an eternal optimist. I do think at the end we will get some science breakthrough. It may take some time to get it through manufacturing and get it so you can go to your doctor or CVS or one of those places. But I am optimistic we will have something. Of course, the market's pretty optimistic, too, that something like that will happen. So, look, we've been down before, Americans, 9/11, financial crisis. And, again, those who are listening may have been around for World War II and different wars we've had, Persian Gulf War, of course. You know, we are resilient people. Again, this is all folks going on. We continue to pray for those who are still sick in hospitals and hope they can get back to their loved ones. But in the meantime, I do pray for scientists to break through, and I think we're seeing more and more of that happening. Again, today's topic, the coronavirus and the markets. And by the way, the market's been really strong the last couple of weeks. Like, a lot of people are scratching their head, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, we surpassed 25,000. And if you were to tell me when the Dow was 18,000 and change only about 6 weeks ago, would it be at 25,000 or 7,000 Dow Jones points in about 6 weeks? I'd say you're crazy. But I probably would also say you're crazy to think that would be some type of pandemic. If you told me beginning of the year, January, that we have some type of worldwide pandemic that would paralyze the economy, I'd say you'd be crazy. So, you know, we are in crazy times and just trying to understand this all ourselves. But the market blasted past 25,000 convincingly this week. Monday, of course, being Memorial Day. Tuesday and Wednesday, market over 1,100 points during that time. And the big question is why. And it's really important to understand this to help you become a better investor. And, you know, we can do all we can at this point to try to help you with your finances, helping you with understand the markets, helping you try to make better decisions and not making emotional decisions. Because really, the data shows that real investors buy high and sell low. Let me say that again. Real investors, not you, don't look in the mirror. Real investors buy high and sell low. What does that mean? You know, when the market's cranking along, December 2019, January 2020, February 2020, setting records. I sound like a broken record on WHD every morning talking about the market setting records, sounding like a broken record. You know, Dow's gained 184 points. Dow gained 622 points. A new record, you know. We found that tens of billions of dollars were going into the market. We have something called trim tabs. There's other type of services out there that show how much money is going into the market on any given day or week or whatever the case is. And so we showed during that time in the January, February, tens of billions of dollars per week going into the market when the Dow was at 29,000 and change, which we thought would go to 30,000, right? Then we hit the skids. This pandemic, now was only in China, then hops to South Korea, Iran, Italy, and then of course hits the U.S. and here we are, right? And the Dow takes it on the chin really, really strongly. But you know, during that time, you look back at during this crisis, and you say, "Geez, you know, of course, I wish we knew that was going to happen." But in those weeks in March, and I understand it. I mean, this is, you know, we never seen anything quite like this, you know. I haven't seen anything quite like this. Doing this 31, 32 years, I mean, come on, who's been through a pandemic before? You only read about that in textbooks or history books. I've heard of epidemics and seen those, but pandemics, wow. So every week in a month of March, tens of billions, 30, 40, 60 billion of money coming out of the stock market. So wait a second. January and February, we were buying a Dow 29,300. March and first part of April, but mostly March, when the Dow goes down to 18,100, let's call it around 20,000. So we're buying the Dow at 29,000 and change, and we're selling the Dow at 20,000. Just want to make sure we got that correctly. I'm not saying that you did that. Hopefully you're dollar cost averaging your 401k, 403b. Dollar cost averaging means every couple of weeks you get paid and some money's going out towards your portfolio. That's great. We'll talk about that in the second segment. But it's really important to understand where we are right now because volatility. Look, the market's always going to be volatile. Now, this is really unprecedented volatility. In fact, something like this has never happened before. So if you're kind of wondering, you know, deer in the headlights, what happened? You know, everybody else in that March period, now we get some time to look past that and now go back and take a look. So most, it's hard to explain, but most of the times you go from a bull market or a market that's setting record, okay, and we were setting records, as I mentioned, day after day, a market that's setting records to a bear market, on average, going through history, takes 280 days. It takes a lot to go from setting records to a bear market. Bear market defined a 20% drop, and we had that in March. So think about that for a second. 280 days is the average time it takes to go from setting a record to that of a bear market. You know, guys, we did it in 17 days, 17 trading days. We went from setting records to a bear market. It's unprecedented. So if you're wondering, yeah, the markets are volatile, but this is extreme volatility. And our goal here is to make you less volatile. Okay, so the markets are volatile. You don't have to be volatile. So here we are. We saw tens of billions of dollars going in. The market's hot as anything in January and February. Oh, boy. And then reversal in March. And we understand why. We couldn't even understand what was going to happen next with the pandemic and shutting down the economy, which never been shut down like this before, and everything that happened and the social aspects and so forth. And then tens of billions per week, sometimes 30, 40, 50 billion a week coming out of stock funds when the Dow's below 20,000. So we have to understand that, and we have to kind of how that happens. If anything, we want to be on the opposite side. We want to be doing some selling as we're setting records. We want to be doing some buying as we're going down, you know, precipitously like we did. And we do that through rebalancing. We're going to talk about that after the break. But once you rebalance, let's say on a monthly, quarterly basis, it takes out some of the volatility a bit and gives you some better opportunities, some better setups. So we're going to try to do all we can here every Sunday morning to make you a better investor. What a great lesson in real time. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright and early Sunday morning. I smell the coffee going, the eggs going, and you didn't invite me? Well, that's okay. You just heard from my friend Mike Bennett of WHUD's famous Mike and Casey show. Mike just offered my book, 10 things you must do before you retire. Get your pen ready. Here we go. Look, we started gardening. We're starting new projects, home improvement. Why not do a little, let's say, financial improvement? 10 chapters, 10 easy chapters. Almost like the best of Ken Mahoney books I put together for you. At the end of each chapter, though, by the way, there's a little action book, so a little action guide you have to go before you go to the next chapter. So make you kind of read, work a little bit, read, work a little bit, but helps you kind of get on track. So 10 things you must do before you retire. The first 20 quotes, you get the book for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Right now, the focus has been on coronavirus and the economy and the markets and how we can make you a better investor. But we've had topics from insurance to wills to legal to all kinds of things, and they're all covered in those chapters. So 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. So again, if we're out there gardening, doing home improvement, let's do some financial improvement. Here we go. 845-371-0101. I'll give it to you one more time. It sells on Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. I know you can do it. The first 20 callers will get this book for free. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about something kind of crazy happening in the market. Market going way, way, way up, and tens of billions of dollars going into the market. Market going way, 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 way down, and tens of billions of dollars coming out of the market. It's really kind of crazy, crazy time. So that rebalancing helps kind of, let's say, smooth it out a little bit. Let's say December 2019, you came in, let's do a third quarter, September 30th. 2019, and you were 50-50, half in stocks and half in bonds, as an example, right? And then we come in through the last quarter, and the market's setting records, and now you're at 70-30, let's make that up, of course, the 70% stocks, 30% bonds, right? So that's kind of what you're kind of looking at now. And you would say, gee, to get back to kind of our 50-50 balance, we need to rebalance, take out some of the gains in stocks, and put into an area that's not doing so well, bonds. So it's 50-50. Again, this is just an overall example, please, disclaimer. But now you're 50-50 coming into 2020, and the market hits the skids in the end of March. Next thing, you're balanced the other way. You have 70% bonds and 30% in stocks because stocks went down so much. And now to rebalance again on a quarterly basis, you can do it monthly, of course, on a quarterly basis. What you can do then is actually buy more stock. Oh my God, it's dreadful. But hey, listen, quarterly rebalancing means quarterly rebalancing, you know, taking away some of the emotion and letting the science kind of work. So now you go from 70-30 in bonds versus stocks in March. And what happens? Now you shave off some of those winnings in bonds, put them to stocks that are really depressed, really beat up. And here we are a couple months later, and lo and behold, say, wow, that was a pretty good move, as was the December 31st move, as was the March 31st move. And then at the end of June, you rebalance again. We'll see where you are, stocks, bonds. But the reason why I want to explain this to you is that while the markets are volatile, you don't have to be volatile. You don't have to use emotion. If you use some science behind it, it's not perfect. It doesn't work every time, rebalancing. But what it does, it helps you take profits when people don't want to take profits and markets doing well. It also helps you to add when things are awful, when you don't want to be doing it and the headlines are ugly. But what it does is it helps you, force you to kind of take profits in those asset classes that are doing well, add to those that are not doing well, and then when they flip, vice versa. But you can see through September 30th, 2019 through now, the rebalancing has really worked. Again, disclaimer doesn't always work, blah, 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 blah. But you can see what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make you a better investor, not follow the herd. The herd in January and February, billions of dollars going into the market, the market setting records. And then we had billions and billions coming out, tens of billions of dollars coming out in the March month, and the herd running the other way. We don't want you to be the herd, right? Okay. There's an old Wall Street saying, bulls make money, bears make money, pigs get slaughtered. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, as the last number of Sundays, coronavirus and the markets. We'll be here with you throughout the crisis. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming right after this, the Health and Happiness Show coming up. So from 6 to 7, we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, wise hour every Sunday morning. And believe me, I listen to her program every Sunday morning. I actually know Casey from Hendrick Hudson High School. She was a couple years older than me, just a couple. But again, we always like to support people from Hendrick Hudson, right? So I grew up in Northern Westchester, and that's when WLNA was very big. And of course, now Mike Bennett went from there to WHED and so forth. Well, every weekday morning at 8:25, I'll give you the Hudson Valley Index Report. So around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show, and then at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, got you covered there too. He'll cover the national business news, the indexes, what they did for the day, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, Hudson Valley, a lot of things are happening, especially Tarrytown v. Genrin, working on a cure for the virus, or the coronavirus right there in Tarrytown. They're the ones who came up with a cure for Ebola, which no company thought that that could happen. So, again, we pray for the scientists and those out of Tarrytown, right in our region, Tarrytown v. Genrin, making a lot of noise with their Mighty Mouse, by the way. Are they Mighty Mouse? What are they called? Magical mice. They have some type of proprietary mice that when they give different treatments they're looking to trying to solve, that they act a lot more like humans than mice. So that's very positive. So anyway, we'll cover all the business news that it's happening. Unfortunately, we also heard some news this week that IBM's cutting a lot more people. So we get some good news at Regeneron, making some progress on the coronavirus front, and it's offset, unfortunately, IBM going to slash some employees. So again, if you listen to us every weekday morning, 8:25 in the morning, to 5:15 p.m. We'll keep you posted on the Hudson Valley Index, the national news, as well as any Hudson Valley business news that we could share with you. And of course, any more information about what we do here at Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. We just refreshed the site, made it easier with the different tabs. So my TV appearances, radio appearances, newsletters, resources, all free resources, everything's right there for you. The site is free. Everything we can do, we throw up there, including things that are happening right now, the coronavirus, the CARES Act, PPPP, the protection program, how to get unemployment claims, anything and everything that has come up around business, around the markets, around investing, around this coronavirus, we're putting right there on our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Please check us out. A lot of resources, and we'll continue to add resources in real time. We'll be right back right after these messages.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, the coronavirus and the markets. We continue to thank the doctors and nurses and the workers at the hospitals and nursing homes and all they can do. I know a lot of them are driving to work right now. So again, shout out to you guys. And I can't wait for a big parade for you. Fifth Avenue, and this is behind us, and you know, something like coming out of a war. Again, thank you for all you do. We'll stay put. We'll do what we can. We'll wear the mask. We'll do our social distancing, all to protect you and helping out those in hospitals and so forth. So thank you so much from the bottom of our heart from Mahoney Asset Management. Well, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. I think it's a must read because I wrote it. But again, 10 easy chapters. It's kind of like the best of. It's my ninth book, and I put them all together for you to get today. The first 20 callers will get that book for free, we promise. We've been giving out thousands of books to WHD listeners over the years, and most people like it because it's free. No one could say they overpaid for it, right? So 845-371-0101. Get a pen ready. Here we go. Pen ready, pen, paper, pencil. What do you want to use? Number 2 pencils? Oh, I used to hate those. I need a test coming up. 845-371-0101. 0101. And I know, you know, this is a very difficult time for a lot of people. A lot of us are starting hobbies. I'm doing a garden for the first time since my father used to show me how to do gardens. You know, nice little hobby there. I've actually got a helmet now for my bike, so I plan to do more biking. Did some biking this week. Trying to do some things to break up the monotony. And so this may be some downtime, and some of the projects I'll throw into your list, of course, I'm biased, but is your financial health. And I think that's really important with everything that's going on. Keeping your physical health, of course, your mental health, and now I'm adding to your list financial health. And you can do that, I believe. The best way I try to put it together is the 10 things you can do before you retire. That book is free for you now. It sells at $17.99 on Amazon, but you can get the book for free right now. Here we go. 845-371-0101. So what a crazy market's been. Straight down, straight back up practically. It looks like the letter V. I was telling clients in our newsletter that we put out, it's going to be more like a U-turn, like, you know, kind of go down and then kind of slightly. I didn't think it was going to be a sharp V like this. This is crazy. But now you start putting pieces together. Why it's a V-shaped recovery? I mean, the 10-year Treasury, to buy a 10-year bond from the U.S. Treasury, you're going to get less than 1%. 0.7 is the actual number, but call it less than 1% to tie your money up for 10 years. So then you say, okay, maybe I should do something else with my money. And actually, not all companies are doing poorly. I mean, we have the haves and have-nots, as we mentioned, but the haves, it's definitely like technology. And I think what's really happening here is everything accelerated. Here we are in 2020. It's as if we looked out 5 years from now, 2025, and where we're going to be. And here we are. So if you were having problems, your company was having problems, and again, I mentioned companies, you know, like JCPenney, I'm not asking you to sell or buy, just as an example, JCPenney or some other, these retailers, you know, now we accelerate what was happening already. And what was happening already is really bad news. More store closings, unfortunately, a loss of jobs and so forth. But that was trending for quite some time, and this virus has only exacerbated that, is what I feel. Conversely, those companies who are accelerating in, you know, before the virus, and no one even knew about this virus coming up, companies you know, like Apple or Amazon and those type of companies that are providing services, and Facebook now, you can do these ads everywhere, and Microsoft and, you know, gaming, excuse me, the cloud. Do not buy any of those stocks, by the way. You may want to buy them, but that's not because of me. These are just examples of companies that were accelerating and gaining more market share. What we call a wide moat. Think about the moat around a castle. A very wide moat. Think about Google. I don't know any other search engine, by the way. You know, we always say Google something. They have a very wide moat, so to speak. And their moat keeps getting wider in a crisis like this. So I kind of think around, there's some different ways to slice what's happening in the markets, in the economy, but I do think those sectors or those companies that unfortunately were kind of on the way out, we just went 5 years forward and now just accelerated that, and now we're seeing some of these bankruptcies, unfortunately. And those companies, and the reason why the market's doing so well is because what they call market capitalization. The bigger the company, like Microsoft. So Apple and Microsoft is Applesoft? No. Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, you know, these type of companies are weighted very heavily in the indexes. So if Amazon has a good day, you notice it drags up the index, or Apple has a good day, or Microsoft. You know, these are companies around $1 trillion. And, you know, so small, some of these small companies, retailers, not even a blip, but they go down, doesn't mean anything. So when you kind of look it together, you see that the market leaders, the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, add Microsoft, even, maybe even add Tesla these days. But those companies, you know, control about 25% of what the market does. And then again, we have the have-nots. Obviously, those that are really impacted by the pandemic, which would be cruise lines, travel, retailers. Again, I'm not talking about online retailers, but the other type of retailers. And we're finding some news surprises, like Walmart reported better. Again, I'm not asking you to buy Walmart. I don't have to say this all the time, but they tell me I have to say this all the time. But Walmart, by the way, had online sales increasing. Target had online sales increasing. Curbside pickup, all these type of things. And now we kind of, like I said, we just fast forwarded 5 years from now or 6 years from now what the future looked like. It's here right now. There's going to be a lot less interaction in retail stores. You're going to get boxes at your home, which we do already. But just accelerated the process. I think when you try to think about what's happening with the market, I mean, the Dow Jones started the year at 28,400 at a record, went up to 29,300, which is record, on its way to 30,000. Then March came along and whoops, down to 18,100. And now 7,000 points later, back. No wonder why things are volatile. Things are all over the place. But again, we have an uneven recovery. We've never been through this before. We're going to do the best we can with you every Sunday morning. Again, I hope you check our resources out. MahoneyGPS.com. Tabs there. We'll give you all we can for free. Until next week, stay safe. Wear your face garments. Do the social distancing. Stay healthy. See you next week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.